Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I heard a rapid cessation of fire.
Congressman Alan Grayson and I approve this message.
We just voted for homecoming king, and according to the vote.
And this is amazing. It's so exciting. And it's great to see all this courage and joy.
I was born of a whore and bred as an assassin.
In the tank, dishonest.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast with a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And every night, man, truth is our bitch. Don't forget our website is philhendryshow.com. That is the right, the strong right arm, the strong right hand, if you will, of the Phil Hendry Show. philhendryshow.com. It's philhendryshow.com. Right now, there's live streaming video of the show, as well as live streaming audio of the show there, as well as the largest archive of great radio in the history of the world. This is a great radio show. It needs to be archived, and it has been. And it's taken a great deal of time. We are continually archiving our material, continually updating the show logs, and continually making it into a downloadable format for all of you. We have our podcasts on iTunes. We have our classic, as well as our mini and our regular show podcast. We keep track of this radio show, and we keep the record straight as to what happened here at the turn of the millennium. All right. Anyway, philhendryshow.com. I wanted it to be, you know, dramatic because we're selling it, man. And our affiliate spotlight tonight in Tampa, WHNZ 1250 AM. And in the great city of Birmingham, Alabama, WYDE 1260 AM. In our affiliate spotlight this evening. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-PHIL. We have Pastor William Rennick joining us later on in the program. We're going to talk about food allergies. We're going to talk about New Age healing, holistic healing. How does that all figure into one's modern belief system, one's faith, if you will? It sounds a little far out, but that's what some people are dealing with. 877-876-PHIL. Another Twitter feed gets CBS comedy deal. And there was a time not too long ago where the networks would go to the comedy festivals and they'd see a great comic and they'd sign that comic. And the next thing you know, they had a hit sitcom like Ray Romano or The Mike Murphy Show. I don't know whether Ray Romano's was a hit. Mike Murphy's probably wasn't. But I think you guys, you know, Titus, Christopher Titus. And every year we would see these great new comics, terrifically funny men and women. Brett Butler, Grace Under Fire, Roseanne. These are all comics that the networks would see performing, and they'd say, let's give that person a comedy deal, let's give them a pilot, let's see if it flies. And that's kind of how things were done, at least in the comedy universe. Now, as of late, the networks are finding their future hit TV shows on Twitter, which is the social networking website, with a news feed, and everybody has their account, and everyone follows everyone else, and all of this stuff winds up on this general feed. CBS is now developing two new comedies, including a project based off of a Twitter feed. It is produced by social media master, quote-unquote, Ashton Kutcher. Following on the successful launch of its Twitter-inspired S My Dad Says, which is like Crap My Dad Says, only it's all, you know, and they really got upset with that because they felt that even though they were masking it, they were essentially saying the word. Last week, CBS has made a script deal for Shh, Don't Tell Steve. That's the name of this Twitter account, Shh, Don't Tell Steve, based on a Twitter feed by the same name. The CBS version of Don't Tell Steve is about a man who deals with an immature roommate. Like Crap My Dad Says, the Twitter feed's premise is a guy who secretly tweets the actions of somebody he lives with, in this case his jobless, drunken roommate. The feed has drawn more than 13,000 followers. Samples from the feed, here's an example. Steve loudly challenging people to a drinking contest. Nobody biting, so he's just doing shots and declaring himself the winner. It's pretty funny. Steve just now yelling from our bathroom, total asparagus pee, bro, come smell. Ugh. And his latest tweet, fittingly for a feed that just landed a CBS sitcom deal, Steve on TV premiere week, you are not making me watch the Dancing Washed Up Stars results show. We're watching NCIS. So that's the guy's roommate. Joining us this evening is a young man from Temple City, California. He has a Twitter feed. There's a lot of people have Twitter feeds. We have a Twitter account. We've got a number of Twitter accounts. But Jeff Doubter has a Twitter account simply called Jeff Doubter. And he is, I guess, Jeff, the best way to say it, are you promoting this?
Well, I don't think that really has to be a proponent, Mr. Henry.
Okay, because your account doesn't have a fancy name, but Jeff Dowder, that's good enough, huh?
Yeah, I mean, for now, it's I'm going to have. I think when you read my Twitter account and when you see the, the interesting things that I experience as a, as a musician, and I think you're going to enjoy it. You know, I'm a drummer, and I have a band in on the beach in the Los Angeles beach area. This is a band that I've had for a number of years, and we do play different gigs around the LA area. And so, anyway, in my Twitter, I mean, it's hard to talk about it right now.
But when you go on to promote it, and you've been on other shows to promote your Twitter feed, what do you talk about?
Well, I mean, what I say basically is what I'm saying to you. You know, I'm a drummer, and I also give drumming lessons, and it's just interesting to the things that I've seen when, we've seen bar fights, and people on the dance floor, they've had to put chicken wire up in front of our stage.
That chicken wire thing was kind of a road out where people are throwing bottles.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So anyway, I don't really want to talk too much about it because it is a unique idea that I don't want to have. I'm sure you understand. I don't want anyone to. I don't want to say steal it because you can't. But I am the only one on Twitter that I know of, and I'm pretty sure I'm right. And I did say this too on my Twitter account. I say I am the only drummer musician who is on here who's given out musician lessons and talking about being a musician. Anyway.
There's other musicians on Twitter.
No, there are other musicians on Twitter, but they're not trying to do a feed that's about the funny things that have happened as they're being musicians. And mine is the only one that is a feed about being a musician and what I experience in, just my day-to-day life.
877-876-PHIL is the number. We're talking to Jeff Dowder, who has a Twitter account. We're talking about all these Twitter accounts that are becoming sitcoms. The most latest is Shh, Don't Tell Steve. There's another one called Crap My Dad Says. I don't know whether or not that is... that's CBS, too, yeah. CBS Studios and Catalyst is the studio will produce the project. Andrew Waller and Mike Gagerman are the writer supervising producers. Ashton Kutcher, who has an astounding 5.8 million followers on the popular social media site, and his producing partner, Jason Goldberg, along with Carrie Burke, are executive producers. So what are you hoping will happen, Jeff? Is this the same kind of thing that you will hope to happens to you, that they'll just discover you?
Well, I'm being a little more proactive. I think I'm being more intelligent about it. I've been on a number of radio programs. I'm on your radio program. I understand that one of your sponsors is DGGold.com, which I know is, gold exchange. And hopefully I can sort of get sponsorship myself, at some point for my idea. I'm not really sure what it is you're asking.
What I'm asking you is the following thing. I'm asking you, are you hoping that someone will just discover you?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what's going to happen. I'll tell you, I'm very confident that it will be on TV. And the reason why is because the idea that people are just making a TV show out of something that a guy, a guy's dad said or something that a roommate said, I mean, that's pretty not funny, in my opinion. My experience, this comes from me, this is my experience. And so that's why I feel mine's a shoe-in, also on account of I'm a musician, and I do give music lessons.
And so you're confident? Have you talked to anybody at the networks? Here's the reason why I'm asking. I'm not exactly sure. I'm probably... I can probably guess. Somebody has a Twitter account, and they find out, well, who is the person who has this Twitter account? And they call that person up. Have you gotten any interest like that?
Well, I have not as yet. I'm expecting it very soon. And one of the reasons is I'm starting out right away. I've only got a couple thousand followers, and so I am starting out right away. You know, this one, you know, the Steve, whatever that one, Steve, I think you said has 13,000?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a significant number. So I'm not going to wait for 13,000. I'm starting out now. I'm telling the television producers and the people make the decision that I do have, you know, a Twitter account that is called Jeff Dowder. It's very entertaining. I'm a musician, and all the things that happen, and also the lessons that I give to kids. I teach kids drumming, Mr. Henry. I've got a drum pad here, and your producer said I could give you an example, because I do jazz drumming. It's pretty funny to hear how kids follow along.
Okay, you're going to demonstrate?
I was going to demonstrate. I'm just going to put the phone down here. I teach jazz, basic jazz drumming. Our band, Dark Horse, does do a lot of jazz, but I'll give you an example of jazz drumming, and just keep in mind, this is something a kid is trying to learn. This is just a basic triplicate, basic jazz modality, okay? Two, three, the two, two, three. Yeah. Okay, that, you can't really tell because it's a drum pad. Now, that's a very complex jazz movement that I did there. So you're teaching a kid and looking at a kid. I know you're not supposed to, shouldn't say spastic, but it is pretty funny to see a kid go spastic.
When you're teaching a young kid how to drum.
We teach a young kid how to drum, yeah. They flail around, and you'd swear you're looking at a, you know, like you plug the kid into a wall socket or something. It's pretty funny. So I tweeted it up about that, too.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here, and we'll take your calls on Jeff Dowder's Twitter account and these other ideas that Twitter, the social media networking site that people use to just tweet ideas, you know, thoughts, feelings. You get 140 characters per tweet. This has become so popular that a couple of sitcoms have been developed out of Twitter accounts. And Jeff is a man with a Twitter account. He feels his Twitter account is slated for a television project. His name is Jeff Dowder. He's a musician. He teaches music to kids and has a band. 877-876-PHIL. And he does say that he feels his is far better than the one Steve. You know, don't tell Steve, because it's about him, not about a roommate. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show. Pastor William Rennick coming up next hour.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Just going to do one more here. That's pretty good.
Phil Henry.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're talking to Jeff Dowder. He's a musician from Temple City, California. He has a Twitter account that he is hopeful becomes a television show. Now, you're very confident, Jeff. I understand that you're very confident that yours will. I have to tell you, I've just worked a little bit in TV. Everybody's confident that theirs is going to go.
I understand that, Mr. Henry. I'm not being naive. I can tell you I'm very experienced with Twitter. I mean, there are a lot of people who have Twitter accounts. There's no question about it. 99.9% of them are uninteresting. Most people don't have anything to say. They're ignorant, or they're meaningless, or, you know, they're very esoteric, and no one understands them. In your case, as you said, Mr. Henry, you have a Twitter account just promote your show.
Well, primarily, yeah.
Mine is a basic. Mine's unique, because I'm a musician, and I'm at night I'm in a bar, and I'm seeing, you know, the things that happen in a bar, and then in the daytime I'm giving lessons to some kid, you know, and you know, I don't want to be rude, but like I said, most kids that you teach drums to are almost, I mean, if you put them on a drum kit, you'd think they had a muscular disease or something, because they flail about, and it's pretty funny, it's pretty amusing. I mean, and I tweet about how they you know, look like they've got muscular dystrophy, and I do it in a way so it's not offensive to, you know, people that have it or anything. But nobody cares about, you know, what you're going to write on your Twitter account. We don't care you went to the dentist or you watched Glee. I contribute on my Twitter account of the of relevance, you know. And most people are writing, oh, I went to the dentist today, I watched Glee. Glee is such a great show. I mean, that is so ignorant and meaningless.
Yeah, but people enjoy that. I mean, most people are not writing Twitter accounts to get television shows.
I understand that, but then why even have a Twitter account if all you are doing is writing so you can look at it and say, wow, I just wrote that? And I think that's really what you're missing, Mr. Renner. I think that's what most people miss when they have a Twitter account. That they're just not very interesting, you know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. And yours is about being a musician and being a music teacher of young people, young kids on the drums. And the interest here is that the kids look funny?
Well, Mr. Renner, I'd really rather that you read it. It's very funny, yeah. A lot of the kids, when you put a kid on a drum kit, if the kid has no talent, which most of them don't, they look as if they're, you know, they. If you ever saw those films of soldiers who have shell shock, that's what a little kid looks like on a drum kit, like they've had shell shock. It's not, again, I'm not being disrespectful or anything.
Well, all right, so you're mocking a little kid.
No, I'm not mocking him. I mean, I'm not mocking a little kid. These are kids that people want to see mocked. If you've ever seen those TV shows where a brat, you know, like a bratty little kid will get comeuppance, that's kind of what it is.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Jeff Dowder about his Twitter account.
I didn't use the word spastic.
Well, you sort of did.
Okay, I mean, what I'm saying is my Twitter account, Mr. Henry, is, I'll give you an idea. This is a jazz, if I could demonstrate again.
Go ahead.
This is a jazz jazz rhythm, okay, that is very, very intricate, and a lot of these mothers will come in and they want me to teach this to their kids. Well, you can't teach this to a kid, but it's pretty funny to watch a kid try to do this. This is the jazz triplicate intro. One, two, one, two, three. Okay. All right. Now I'm doing that on a drum pad, but that's the professional way of doing it. When you see a little kid do it, and then I tweet about it, you know.
Well, give me an example of what you tweet about. And what you're basically saying to a TV network, I'm a musician.
Well, what I say to a TV network is I teach drums to little kids. I also have at night, you know, a band, and I see the dark side of people in the daytime. I'm looking at some kid that comes in, and I teach drums to little kids, and they look like they have been electrocuted, or they look like they stepped into water where a power line.
So it's how funny the kid looks as he's drumming.
That's correct, yeah. And I think the thing that makes my Twitter account, basically what I think is going to be is a big, big hit on television, is that I'm not afraid. I love kids. I love to teach a kid how to play drums, but I'm not afraid to point out that he looks, and I shouldn't say spastic, but I'm not afraid to point out that he looks, you know, spastic like that.
All right, if you're hanging your hat on a Twitter account that calls kids spastic, you know.
No, sir, I'm not. I'm just saying that for the.
Well, what do you say on your tweets?
Well, that is, okay, what I'm hiding. I mean, I'm not coming out and saying it.
All right, 877-876.
You understand, to speak to a TV company is one thing. To just give my ideas out on the radio is not something that I want to do, but this is what's going on right now. Twitter accounts are coming TV shows.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the Phil Henry Show here with Jeff Dowder. In San Francisco is Joe. Joe, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Dude, are you serious? Do you really think that you're that interesting? I have a hard time even just listening to my radio right now. I don't understand what's going on here.
Is he talking to me?
Yeah.
Am I interested? Yeah, I teach drums to kids. I'm a musician. I play gigs, you know. How many people do that? And
all right.
What makes it different, though, here's what I mean. What makes it different is I'm a teacher of little kids on the drums, and it's hysterical how they look when you try to teach them how to play a drum. And then on top of that, I'm married, but
well,
I also
on,
am
hang
in
on,
a...
Hang on. So you're telling me you think you're going to have any students after your customers are finding out you're using their kids for cannon fodder?
Okay, hold on for a minute, Joe. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show with Jeff Dowder.
I want to answer that, gentlemen.
And you will. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Okay, welcome back. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Now, we're having an interesting conversation. Jeff Dowder is my guest. The gentleman's a musician. And I'm not, for one minute, I don't pretend to know the world of television. There are Twitter accounts out there, two that we know of, that have been signed to television deals by CBS. The Crap My Dad Says. And
yeah, and the other one's Steeble here or something like that.
Right.
But what I'm saying, and I think I'm trying to say to your audience, Mr. Henry, and I say with all due respect, I mean, those two that you just mentioned are really not that interesting because it's just people who are writing down things that other people say that, I mean, it's not that interesting. Mine, I'm giving drumming lessons to kids.
Here's one of your tweets, okay?
Right.
Da 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 da.
Well, no, I mean, that's the sound of a kid drumming. And that's what I'm saying. That's the sound of a kid drumming in my studio and sounding very, you know, like there's something wrong with his muscles.
All right, let's get back to the gentleman in San Francisco who's hanging on because we really didn't give him much time there before the break. This is Joe. Go ahead, Joe. You're back on, sir. Thank you for holding on.
Hey, Jeff, I really want you to answer my question about where do you think you're going to get these students from that you're making fun of? You really think that I would
pardon
my
gut students
more than twice?
I have students.
You're right. How long do you think you're going to keep them? How many more lessons are you going to give little Timmy after mommy finds out you're calling him a tard on Twitter?
Well, I don't know what your hostility is about. What I'm basically saying is...
Because you're ridiculous. This is ridiculous, dude. Like, you're on a program right now. There's more people paying attention to you than probably ever will your entire life. And you have nothing
to
say.
Well, I mean, that's
like
your opinion, sir. Your opinion. I'm saying that I'm going to be on a Twitter. My Twitter account is primarily to get the interest of a television production company. And to that end, that's why I have a Twitter account.
But I don't understand what's so important or so interesting about you. This has been the most interview I've ever heard on the radio ever, bro. Ever.
Well, you know what, bro? I'll tell you what. You are like a lot of people. I bet you have a Twitter account, and it's probably not all that interesting.
No, I don't.
I'm on the radio.
I don't think I'm that important. My self-importance is not that high that I need to tell everybody that I just ate a bowl of cereal and took a dump. I mean, give me a break.
Well, dude, you called up a radio station. So
yeah, because you're driving me nuts. I want to rip my radio out of my dashboard.
No, I'm talking about
my window.
I'm talking about giving less. Well, you know, if you don't know anything about it, have you ever taught kids? It's pretty funny.
Brother, yeah, I'll tell you what,
I'm on Twitter right now.
I work in the music industry, okay? I think I have a pretty interesting
Well, I mean, what took you, hey, dude, what took you so long to bring that out?
Huh? What's that?
I said, what took you so long to bring that out if you work in the music industry?
Because
I'm sitting here talking about being a drummer and all this, and you're like, not even bringing up the fact you work in music?
Well, what difference does it make? The gentleman speaking, he has an opinion.
Right, but I might give his opinion some credence if he had a perspective
about who you are. I know a lot of deadbeat musicians that can't make it as a
musician. Deadbeat.
And can't make it as teachers. And I know a lot of real musicians. I work with professionals and legends on a weekly basis, but I don't think my life's that interesting.
You know, you got a lot of criticism of a lot of people. Deadbeat musicians, people have Twitter accounts. What do you do, man?
I don't even want to know.
I don't want to make fun of you. Like you're making fun of me.
Well, you are the guest, and he is calling up, and these are legitimate criticisms and at least questions. Thanks very much, Joe, for your call. Basically, what he's saying, he doesn't find you interesting.
Well, I don't think that is an honest appraisal because, you know, I'll give you an example. I've been on your show here. This is the example here, Phil. I'm just going to do the drum pad one more time.
And, all right, but I got calls to get to, okay?
Right. This is the drum pad. This is a jazz intro. This is a jazz interlude. Or interlude. Two, three, wait, one, two. All right, I will give that to a kid. I'll say to a kid, okay, do that just so I can see his face as he's doing it, and I'll tweet, you know, while he's doing it, you know. Now, the gentleman said, how many students am I going to have left if the parents know that I'm tweeting about their kid with his face that looks pretty funny? And the answer is, in life, we do everything for reasons. There's steps. There's levels. I'm leveling up from being a teacher to having this on television.
And then the question is, how much of this is just some guy got a TV show and you think you can too?
Excuse me? Some guy got a TV show and I think I can too? Two guys got TV shows and I think I can too. I don't know why two guys have TV shows and I don't think I can too.
All right, 877-876. What did you just say? That sounded very weird.
No, I suggest two guys have got TV shows. Why can't I think I can too is what I'm saying.
Right. All right, I understand, but that would make three. That's still a long shot. 877-876-PHIL. Ray in Miami. Go ahead, Ray. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jeff Dowder.
Hey, what's going on? First of all, man, I mean, I don't mean to cause any disrespect to anybody here. I mean, I'm a humble guy. I've worked with kids with muscular in the past. And for you to come on national radio and act like you're somebody calling these kids spastic, first of all, those kids that have muscular dystrophy are more special than the regular kids that we have out there because they have hearts. And no matter what the problems have they go through, they always come out on top no matter what, man. And for you to come out and say that these kids resemble these kids, I mean, you're a joke, man. No offense to you, and I wish you the best in whatever you want to do. Good luck with all of that. But these kids have hearts, and for you to even bring these kids up when they have problems, and you're trying to bring them while they're down and out already, why are you making it even worse on these kids?
Well, okay, I'm not trying to say. I guess all I'm saying is when you see a kid trying to duplicate a drumming pattern that I give him, just a regular kid that's healthy,
it could be a drumming pattern, it could be a walking pattern, it could be a running pattern, it could be a clapping pattern. If a kid has muscular dystrophy problem, they're going to have a problem regardless.
I'm not talking about those kids.
You brought them up, and right there you caused a twitch, and you put something in my head that just really ticked me off, because I work with these kids, and I used to see these kids on a day in and day out basis, and you're going to come on national radio so you can make fun of these kids and say how they twitch.
No,
like
I didn't. I don't want to make fun of them.
I don't even know why I would put you on national radio through this. As a matter of fact, I have a Twitter account.
Is there enough?
Specific kids saying how special they
are.
The kind of experiences that I have every day based on these kids and what they have to go through and have to endure. And for you to come and criticize them on national television just makes it worse for these kids, because it's not right, man.
Can I say something, man? And I do appreciate what you do. Well, yeah, you're not going to get no TV project with a muscular dystrophy account.
He's not looking for a TV project.
Well, he may not be looking for a TV project, but he's up there, he's tweeting.
No, but you
Twitter.
And you're looking for it in the wrong place, because first of all, finding it on a radio station that's going to criticize you and make fun of you and everybody's
right.
going to call you and tell you that you are terrible is not going to get you anywhere, bro. It's only going to make you worse. Because let me tell you what, if I went to your Twitter account right now and I commented on your Twitter account saying how much of a pain in the ass you are and the kind of things that you said on this kind of radio station, you'd have zero followers in 3 minutes, bro. Because that's ridiculous.
Well,
I'm not coming on here, man.
Okay, first of all, you're not letting me explain. It ain't about making fun of those kids, man.
You said
I'm not trying to. What else should I say? How else should I? If a kid comes into my studio and he's flailing his arms all around, how would you?
Well, you did say it looked like the kid was electrocuted or something like that. That sounds kind of cruel.
I'm in a couple of days because nobody's going to want to listen to you. Because if a parent heard you, there's no way in hell I'm going to take my kid to go see your drum. And more or less, you think that was jazz. That's something more like
what are you talking about?
Me, first of all.
Excuse me, man. Do you know? First of all, man, I don't think you. I'm on a drum pad, man, okay? Is the guy there? Hello?
I am here.
Yeah, okay. I'm on a drum pad. If you know anything about salsa. You know who Tito Fuentes is, right? Okay. This is a basic Tito Fuentes maneuver. Two, three. Hey, man. You know what? You can laugh if you want to, man. But I'm not out here saying that. I'm not trying to mock nobody. But I am saying this, you know, that when these kids get on a drum kit in my studio and they're flailing their arms all around, you tell me what I'm supposed to do.
So what? You said kids. Let them give them a chance to learn. First of all, you're not teaching them because you're mocking them. Second of all, they're paying you to learn. And what are you doing, mocking them on national TV anyways or radio, whatever it is you're doing? Come on, man. Seriously, they're paying you for this kind of stuff. Second of all, you have a band that night.
I mean, nobody's paying
to that. If you're good at that.
I am good. I'm very good at it. You're not even a musician, man.
You don't have to teach kids.
If you don't mind me saying, you're not even a musician. You're telling me about how I drum.
I'm not trying to be what I'm not, dude. I'm not trying to be pathetic. I'm not trying to be ridiculous, because that's what you sound like right now. You're being pathetic.
No, sir.
And if I give you too much seconds of my time, it'd be too much. I'm done, Phil. I wish you the best.
You know something, man? I will tell you this much. I don't come into your studio, man, and tell you how to mop up the drool.
Okay. So that's the way you want to be, huh? You want to get in that little comment right there, huh?
Well, Mr. Henry, I mean, you allowed that guy for
I allow my callers to call in and comment. That man works with disabled children and mop up the drool?
You know, if I misspoke,
you misspoke.
All right, I apologize. But he did three things. Comes on and says that my idea for a TV sitcom, I didn't hear him saying no. His idea for a sitcom is going to sit there, I'm going to tweet about disabled kids. Boy, that's funny.
And that's not an idea for a sitcom. That's his Twitter account.
Right, and that's what CBS and the networks are looking at for their ideas. And they're going to look at that, they're going to laugh. They're going to not laugh with him, they're going to laugh at him. That's the difference of laughing. You laugh.
No, I understand that, but he didn't put his Twitter account up there to get a TV show.
Well, you know, in this day and age, I find that very difficult to believe that people don't. If every time you turn around, everyone wants to be on TV, and with good reason. There's very good money to be made on a TV. If you look at American Idol, if you look at Dancing with the celebrities and all of those dance shows, everybody in America's Got Talent, all of those shows, everyone wants to be on the TV, right? So
you know what? Not everybody. Maybe in your universe, everybody does, Jeff. But the fact is, if you're going to say that the kids are really funny, the ones I'm giving lessons to, you can't use terms like they look like they've got the disability or something like that. You have to come up with something else.
All right, well, I mean, they look like they've been electrocuted, you know? But if I say that, then I had that one guy or that guy that I just talked to right there goes, yeah, now you're making fun of a kid getting basically cooked by a million volts through a power line. And
well, you did say the kid looks like he stepped into, what was it?
About what?
What did you say? One of the kids that drums in your studio looks as if he stepped in a puddle of water?
He looks like he stepped in a puddle of water and has a down power line in it, yeah.
Well, I don't know what that looks like other than a dead person.
No, you're missing the point.
And no, I understand you're talking about.
I'll give you another example here, Mr. Henry.
Look, I don't necessarily want to hear you drum.
All right, but if I could give you an example of a jazz rhythm. The parents want me to teach these kids. I don't do this to make the kid look stupid. But when the parent says, would you please teach him some jazz beats, I will get, you know, I open up my laptop and I get ready to tweet because I know it. That's what's going on is the parents are.
All right, so the parents are making you tweet.
No, the parents are not making me tweet. Here, I'll give you an example. This is a basic jazz, closeout. 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 2. I hit the phone, but I basically what you're hearing there. I was using my drum pad, but it was the foot bay. It was the bass pedal. It was the tom tom. And
you're using a drum pad, man. You're not using the bass drum.
No, I'm not using the bass, but I'm saying that's what I was hit. I mean, if I had a drum kit, that would be what it was going to be. Okay.
All right, well, good luck with your TV show, man. All right. Jeff Dowder takes more of your phone calls here at 877-876-PHIL, 877. But again, people are finding fault with the way you're describing these children.
Well, I think mostly the problem is, Mr. Henry, most people's Twitter accounts are vastly boring and not interesting at all. And I've got a shot at a TV show, and I think So a lot of people get jealous.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Pastor William Rennick still to come, and a transgender student is denied the chance to be a homecoming king. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
1, 2, 3, 4.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Another Twitter feed gets a CBS comedy deal is the subject of what we're talking about here tonight. We have another gentleman on the line, Jeff Dowder, musician. And we've been looking at people who are doing their Twitter accounts, or they have their Twitter accounts for reasons more than just, you know, keeping in touch with people. We have a Twitter account for our show, Phil Hendry Show. Twitter.com/Phil Hendry Show and Twitter.com/RealPhilHendry. But we basically have that to promote our show. Jeff, you are hopeful and confident you get a TV show out of this, a sitcom out of this.
Well, and again, if you look at Twitter, Mr. Henry, and you see the people that are on the Twitter, it's really, for the most part, it's a failure because there's nothing there. It's a vast vacuum. It's an idea vacuum. It's an idea vampire in a lot of ways, Twitter. It just sucks any creativity and any life that people may have in their minds and in, you know, within their brains, and sucks it out. And I'll be honest with you, Ashton Kutcher, myself, maybe a couple other people that keep Twitter alive. Otherwise, I think it's a failure. And so that's why I'm confident, because I am a musician. That's a very interesting job to have. And I teach these kids to play drums. And it's pretty funny to watch a little kid think he's all, and he's dropping the sticks and everything like that. That's all I was trying to say. And I apologize if I said that they look, as if they were disabled. I didn't mean to say that. But it's pretty funny to see a kid, do this, drum pattern, and the sticks go flying and,
All right, but again, that other man made a very good point. How many parents are going to want to sign you up as a music teacher? 877-876-PHIL. Here is Donald in Hope, Arkansas. Donald, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. That's the home of President Clinton. Isn't that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir. What can we do for you tonight? Thank you.
To the gentleman who's on the radio talking about it being a drum teacher or whatever.
Yes, sir.
Where did you learn to teach from?
Well, basically just my experience as a musician and everything about, like that.
Sir,
and just playing gigs.
Sir, I
yes,
heard
sir?
You on the drum pad. I know what a drum pad is.
Yes, sir.
I know how to play drums because I taught children in high school how to play the drums.
Well, I mean,
I taught
your style.
So you're not dealing with somebody who doesn't know anything about music.
No, you do, but I mean, you have your own style. You have your own style, and you may be a good deal older than me, so you might have different ideas on how... Well, I mean, I'm not saying that you don't. I don't know what the gentleman's saying.
I have learned from classical to jazz to pop, and what you did...
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say that if you get a sitcom out of that, you would be the joke.
Well, Mr. Henry, you can laugh if you want to.
Well, it's a very funny line,
What do you find funny about that, sir?
Well, I'm assuming, Donald, you don't think that Jeff's drumming is very good.
No, it's not.
You know something? Well, I mean, that's fine. That's your opinion.
Now, I don't make fun of kids. I don't make fun of children. But I'll expect a two-year-old to do that. And a teacher doesn't even know how to play music.
First of all, I want to tell
them.
Second of all, what do you mean? I mean, I can name two people, Mozart and Herbie Hancock.
Mozart and Herbie Hancock did what?
They played at a very young age.
Okay, fine. I mean...
John was talking about... I'm on a phone... I'm on a drum pad. I don't think you can hear very clearly. Let me give you another example.
No, I heard very
clearly. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about, okay?
Can you play a paradiddle?
Paradiddle?
Yeah.
See, I don't read music. I go through feel.
How do you teach drums if you don't know the terminology to play the drums?
Well, you demonstrate it. Here's... I think this is what you mean by paradiddle. That? Is that what you mean by paradiddle? Mr. Henry, this is an example of a classical musician who looks down his nose.
Beginning band sound better than that.
Is that right? This is a classical musician.
I could take kids off the street, never touched an instrument, and have them play a drum better than that.
Sir, you're a classical
musician. All this guy's looking for is to get on television.
I think that's it, yeah.
No, Mr. Henry, this is a classical musician who looks down his nose at popular music musicians.
His show to Dancing with the Stars, American Idol.
Yes, sir?
What would your show be called?
It would be called, drums, about drums or something. Drums, drums, drums or something.
That's a Gene Krupa.
All right.
Phil Hendry.